Welcome back to Building Buffalo. Today I am here with RJ Rubino from Row Buffalo. Hi, RJ.
How's it going, man?
Good.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this has been a long time in the coming, right? We've been talking about rowing for a while.
Yeah, about, was it a year and a half ago? I think we started this conversation, and here we are today to finally have it.
Well, it's probably a good time because a lot's happened since then. So it's probably a better conversation today than it would have been a year and a half ago.
Much more interesting.
Yeah. So a year and a half ago, was Row Buffalo even around, or was that just kind of like just starting?
It was a concept and an idea, a way to rebrand and have a more unified front for competitive rowing in Buffalo. So at that point, we hadn't even put an oar in the water.
Okay. And was that, did Row Buffalo branch off of another organization?
Yeah. So we row out of the Buffalo Scholastic Rowing Association's 405 Ohio Street. A lot of people are familiar with like Hartman's and whatnot. We're down over there. And Buffalo Scholastic rebranded its summer program and put it in my hands with the goal of excellence and winning major regattas.
And speaking of Ohio Street, there's a lot going on Ohio Street right now. Can you tell me a little bit about what the scene is like down there?
It's a lot different than when we first showed up. You know, about 10 years ago, I remember taking a drive with my father, who owns Gar Appraisal, and we were doing different valuations on the street of all raw land and brownfields and a lot of buildings with the roofs caving in. And it's amazing how from then to now, you wouldn't even recognize the street anymore. It's gorgeous. The city's done a great job improving the infrastructure, and private development has really started to take seed in a great way.
Yeah. Are you originally from Buffalo?
I am, yeah. I'm fifth generation.
Whereabouts?
Family started in the west side, and then I grew up in Williamsville. Now I live with my wife out in Derby on the lake.
Oh, Derby. All right. How's the rowing out there?
It's a little too windy for the rowing, but a lot of beautiful days of sailing and, you know, sunsets out there.
For sure. When did you personally start rowing and where?
So Canisius High School, my sophomore year, I got cut from the hockey team. I liked the checking and the hitting more than the goal scoring. And so I had a bit of a choice to make. I followed my younger brother, Paul, actually. Winter training, no cuts. You just show up and if you want to work out a lot, which I did. And that turned into a career I would never have thought.
Now, what was the rowing scene like back then?
So I got a lot of great history in Buffalo. At that time, Canisius High School had a great program. And I was really fortunate to have role models all around me, both as coaches and as athletes, to, you know, model my training and, you know, technique and philosophies after. And from there, the issue was that I felt when guys would go to college, there wasn't a great scene to come back to. So part of my vision with Row Buffalo was to create something where not only could you have a great scholastic, you know, whether it was St. Joe's, Canisius, or City Honors rowing life, but then when you go to your great university that you come back and reunite. So that's a big part of what we do.
All right. And so you rode throughout college?
I rode for a year and a half, and I was just joking around with a coach from the West Coast. Most great coaches aren't happy with how their careers went. And, you know, so I got injured out. I was a U.S. team rower, went to junior world championships, and I was training for what I hoped would be the London Olympics. And then I broke my back, and that was kind of like the beginning of the end of my rowing career. So I always thought I'd come back and coach. I just, you know, thought it'd be more of a side thing than a primary lifestyle, you know, and here I am now doing it all the day, you know.
So with Row Buffalo, what was some of the first things that you really wanted to enact upon starting that organization?
One of the best experiences of my rowing life as a Canisius High School graduate in that summer between college freshman year was Borislav Krutzik, who at the time was head of Westside Rowing Club, put together a camp with the goal of competing in a world championship. And he recruited the whole city along with people from other parts of the country to come in. And at a Westside Rowing Club, we had a selection camp. And then we trained in Princeton. We hit the U.S. time standard. And then we went over to France and raced. And it was a really great experience, you know, just being a part of Team USA. I never forget it. So when I started thinking about how do I advance rowing in Buffalo, I wanted to go back to that fondest memory. And the last few years now, we've had a few different crews go to the World Championships. One one of our first crews before Row Buffalo actually began. In 2022, we went to Italy and we won the under 23 rowing world championships with a local Nathaniel Sass, great rower, and his teammate Colin Hay from the Boston area. And that was the sort of aha moment for a lot of people to say, like, you know, this isn't a pipe dream. If we really put our resources together and plan and strategize, that this could become an annual endeavor, not just to be great locally, but nationally and internationally.
That's a lot of successes. What do you credit that, like, the most for these successes?
I think most of it comes back to that they have great families at home, really good, stable environments. Most of them come out of, with a, great education and religious background and, good morals and values. And when you take those types of people and you put them into an environment where essentially the harder you work, the more success you'll find. There's almost no limit to how far those types of kids will go.
Yeah. And back in the day in Buffalo, obviously there were a lot of rowing clubs back in the day. Like, I'm talking like, 60, 70 years ago.
Yeah.
Buffalo River, all over the waterfront, rowing was a big thing. When I was young, the Westside Rowing Club really was a one horse town as far as rowing clubs go. Now we're just seeing this kind of explosion of rowing, which is amazing in my mind. But that takes money. Like, who is supporting all of this?
Some very generous individuals and nonprofits, some sponsorships corporately. The Carl Palladino and his family were incredibly generous to help us get BSRA up and out of the ground. The Ralph Wilson Foundation, was one of our biggest financial contributors to putting that boathouse that you see on Ohio Street up. There was families that contributed the different boats that we row, the Yankowski family, the Dietrich family, Jed Dietrich, the attorney, and countless others. Mm-hmm. Union Concrete this year was one of our sponsors for equipment and uniforms. So it's such a, kind of piecemeal put together effort where people that are inspired by our success and believe that what we're doing is right and good for the community, they chip in every year. And every year we're incredibly grateful because what we do and what we charge doesn't nearly cover the cost of the sport itself.
Yeah, that's interesting. So yeah, it's what you charge. I mean, you've got pretty up-to-date equipment, I take it?
Yeah. Every one of those boats you see, they don't look like much. They're narrow and long and they cost as much as an Escalade.
Right?
Yep. So...
Not to mention the equipment that, you use year round at the facility, right?
Correct. Yep. Yeah. So in our off season, which I think lasts almost as long as our in season, being Buffalo, right? So, we have different weight lifting equipment, indoor rowing machines, stationary bikes. A lot of that stuff builds the strength and conditioning of the athletes. It's almost an advantage when you look at the success of Northern crews versus Southern crews.
That's interesting. Yeah, I was going to ask that. Yeah.
It actually, you can argue is better if you can get your athletes to buy into that kind of a training program long term. It yields better results than if you're in a Southern climate and are more inclined to row year round.
You're kidding.
Yeah. A lot of examples of that. I mean, the biggest rowing cities you're looking at, like Boston, Philadelphia, Buffalo's got a great history. Up in Wisconsin, some of the coldest, darkest places, rowing.
Is Buffalo starting to get recognized for a lot of the achievements that we're seeing these days?
It is. Yeah. For the first time in a long time, I think Buffalo is being recognized again for excellence in rowing, which is really exciting to see. We've actually got one of the directors of U.S. Rowing coming into town next week to tour the facility. We're really excited about that. He happens to be in town for two purposes. The other is that the World Championships happens to take place this year up in St. Catharines, Ontario. And that's also bringing more highlight to this area, just as an international, excellent location. I mean, we're known for our water, right? The Great Lakes, the Buffalo River, the Niagara River, Welland Canal. And I think when you put all of these different water resources together, it's just a natural thing that there should be great rowing here.
What's our relationship like right now with St. Catharines?
It's pretty strong. You know, we were just up there for the Royal Canadian Henley. They were a great host. They put on an incredible regatta. You know, you've got teams from all over the U.S. and Canada competing, and they come down and support our regattas as well. So we'll see them over at Westside Rowing Club, for example, the Westside Invite. So they support us. We support them.
How did we do in that regatta?
The Royal Canadian Henley, we had a record-breaking performance. For the first time since the 1960s, our high school crews are ranked number one in the main events, the U19-8 and the U19-4, which almost, you know, when you hear record-breaking, I think it can kind of come off as a little like cliche, but it truly was record-breaking. We had also, for the first time since the 1950s, first place finish in the senior 8, which is an open men's event. And we had guys in town in both categories from all across the country, you know, Seattle, Chicago, you know, Great Britain. We had a guy come, multiple rowers from Canada actually shifted down into Buffalo to race with us. So it was such a incredible group, and they performed as good as they were.
Yeah. So not talking about Canada, is there an international rowing type of scene that you guys are involved with?
Yeah. So I guess when you say international, I mean, just across the border into Canada, in a sense, makes it international, right? So, you know, the large regattas that we compete at regularly as a club, Row Buffalo's primary focus is going to be the U.S. Summer National Championship, which is hosted by U.S. Rowing. And then you've got the Royal Canadian Henley, which is hosted by St. Catharines Rowing Club. So it's kind of like the Masters always down in Georgia. You know, the Canadian Henley's always in St. Catharines, which is a very special. It was his 140th consecutive year. Whereas with the U.S. Rowing Nationals, that moves city to city. This year we were in Oklahoma City. The year before we were in Camden, New Jersey, in Bethel, Ohio. Before that, internationally, we have rowers that, more so on the collegiate level, will compete for various, you know, high level programs, aiming at whether it's the Royal English Henley, or if they make their national team. Like we had guys on the Can-Am X team just raced down in Mexico. They won their event. Row Buffalo alumni. We had,
that's awesome.
Yeah, we had Row Buffalo alumni competing. They placed second overall at the English Henley this year. And we had a lot of different Row Buffalo alumni that were in the hunt to making different levels of the U.S. U19, under 23, and senior national teams. So it's very exciting to see how far the sport can take these guys, and, you know, really like opens up doors that, you know, are pretty hard to find in other places. You know?
Getting back to the regatta in St. Catharines, when is that?
It's usually, for the Canadian Henley, going to be the first or second week of August. And this world championship begins actually this weekend and rolls through the week. And the finals tend to be at the end of the progression. So it'll go like heats, reps, semifinals, finals, depending on what event you're in. And so the finals are going to be next weekend, about, you know, 8 or 9 days from now, up in St. Catharines. They have a beautiful race course. They have a grandstand at the finish line for viewing that can fit a few thousand people.
No way, really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible.
If you're familiar with Port Dalhousie,
yeah,
nice little district there. Mm-hmm. The finish line, you know, rolls right into Port Dalhousie. So,
does Buffalo need a grandstand? Like, and where would you put it?
I'd love to have one. I think we could use one down at the Westside Rowing Club and one at the Buffalo Scholastic Rowing Association. You know, and it, maybe even if they're just more comfortable places to sit. Right now, it reminds me of a comment from an attorney that was a rowing dad, said, you know, it's not a very friendly sport for viewers. You know, you sort of long in the distance, something's coming. You know, if you have bad eyes like me, you can hardly see it till they're getting close. Mm-hmm. So I think something else that would be nice is having, you know, better audio and video recording, you know.
Gotcha. Yeah.
High level regattas will actually have, you know, big TVs set up at the finish line so you can watch, and there's live announcing going on, which really enhances the experience.
I would think with drones these days too, that would be a pretty powerful mechanism to capture it.
Yeah, absolutely. They do that at all the large ones now. So, you know, it's just a matter of time, I think, before local and regional clubs also have that kind of capability.
Right. Take me through a day at your rowing club. I mean, I know day to day it's got to be different, but like, I mean, are people showing up as the sun rises? Is that, because I always remember if you were rowing, then you were getting there pretty early.
Yeah, that part of the sport, it turns a lot of people away. You know, when someone says, "Yeah, practice starts at 6 a.m.," most people say, "Oh, well, your practice starts at 6 a.m. I'm still asleep." You know, so, but the thing is, for those that understand, you know, water sports or anything about the way even just water looks, it's the calmest in the morning. It's the best conditions. If you appreciate what rowing is, you want flat water, glass is best, lowest wind, lowest traffic of other boats out there, right? Mm-hmm. So how many other people are on their ski-doos at 6 a.m.?
That's right.
Right? How many people are choosing to kayak in large numbers at 6 a.m.? It's the best time to be there. So we usually will row, like Row Buffalo was, being that you're out of school, you have a little bit more freedom of time. So 6 to 8 was our first rowing session. We have a commercial kitchen that was serving a meal plan from roughly 8 to 8:30. And then there'd be a little bit of a break time to relax. 9 to 11 would be a second land session. So whether they're doing a long steady state bike, or stationary row, the erg we call that, or a lift. Then they go home, maybe work a job, take a nap. We had like 30 athletes in from around the country living in Buffalo Seminary's housing.
Yeah, tell me more about that. Yeah. I think that is so fascinating. We're talking about like dorms.
Yes.
In Buffalo.
Yeah.
For rowers.
Yeah. Yeah, like they were super gracious with just giving us that opportunity. And we're going to hopefully have that relationship again next year, it looks like. It was a necessary component of this. You know, 2 years ago, we had maybe 5 rowers in, and host families, you know, stepped up to help out, including my own parents at the end,
of course,
which they were thrilled of, you know. But, you know, once you start talking about double digit, and, you know, next year we may have 50 or 60 athletes in from out of town, it looks like. And so the housing is a major component, you know. Can't do without. We had some RAs set up. We had a system where, you know, it was sort of a loosely designed carpool to make sure they could get to and from the boathouse. This is 10 minutes away, so mm-hmm. not too challenging. But then they'll come back in the afternoon from whether it's the team house or their job or home for a second row from usually 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., we kept that optional. That way, if someone was feeling a little overworked and, you know, didn't want to overdo it, you know, maybe they could just do something on their own, like go for a run. But if we're doing, for example, 8s and 4s in the morning, then we're going to do pairs, doubles, and singles in the afternoon session. And the difference is in the 8s and the 4s, it's more of a team sport, very powerful, fast rowing. Whereas in the small boats, it's much more technical. It's great learning. It's also the boat classes that if you want to make the U.S. team as a rowing club, like if Row Buffalo wants to send someone to the Olympics someday, U.S. Rowing as an organization chooses who goes in the 8. They mm-hmm. have that at their own camp, and we have nothing to do with it. We can send an athlete to the camp if he's chosen, but we don't get to determine the guys in that 8. Whereas if you are a rowing club and you send a single, a pair, or a double, which are all 1 and 2 person rowing shells, to the U.S. trials, and then they advance through trials, you become their coach and continue with them through the World Championships or to the Olympics.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the Buffalo's youth. How do you get like younger people to really, as you said, you got to, you know, there's some crazy hours out there, a lot of work, but do you find that now that we have these facilities and the movement's kind of growing, do you find younger people kind of inquiring and coming out to see what it's all about?
We see it. Our Canisius High School rowing camp for 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, we decided, I think it was 48 people registered or something in that range. All prospective students from around Western New York interested in potentially rowing.
Is that a number that's growing?
It's a number that's growing, and it's a number that I think we haven't even scratched the surface of. I think mm-hmm. there's so many schools that would, I would think, like the opportunity to make it a sport offering, but just don't understand how to get a rowing program started. Maybe they don't have any school history of rowing, or maybe they feel like because they're too far from the water that they, you know, couldn't do it. But part of my job with the club in the coming months is going to be trying to expand people's horizons, different athletic directors I have meetings with, and, you know, whether it's grammar schools and high schools that are unfamiliar with rowing, and hoping that, you know, we can start more kids up in the sport early. You know, I think a lot of kids fall in love with their sport in grammar school, right? Mm-hmm. And if the offerings are basketball, baseball, football, lacrosse, golf, you know, then that's what they're going to want to play, right? You know, and rowing seems very foreign, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Other cities, if you look at Boston, is just an absolute mecca of rowing.
Way of life.
Yeah, it's a way of life. Everyone's dad rowed, every banker rowed, you know?
Yeah.
And so therefore, their rowing teams have incredible respect in the community. And I hope that through time, we can develop that sort of a familiarity with the sport again. You know, 12 rowing clubs, I think it was back around 1900. We have two today, you know, so we got to get that number up.
Exactly. Tell me about the, you know, men's and women's. Women are doing some really incredible things, as are the men.
Yeah.
So I want to, you know, make sure that everybody is recognized here for their what they're doing.
So we had our first national championship win come from two girls that both started their rowing careers in Buffalo. And they went on, one rows at Northeastern, the other rows at Minnesota, Division I universities, really competitive rowers. And they won the under 23 and the senior open pairs in Oklahoma City this year, which was really exciting and was one of my goals when I took over the program. Being a Canisius High School guy and coach of that team for many years, I had always wondered, could we win on the women's side? And this was the first time that we had a yes. They also did a great job of recruiting and setting an example for other local girls and girls from around the country to join us. So we actually had high school girls coming up from like the Washington, D.C. area. And we had a collection of Division I girls from both the U.S. and Canada rowing for us at the Canadian Henley. So really great stuff. And we hope this is just the beginning of a trend to match our men's side and even surpass it maybe.
Yeah. Where do we want to be in 10 years?
Hopefully looking at a extremely well-rounded program of men, women, high school, college, post-grad. I'd like to send a crew to the LA Olympics in 2028. I think we have one or two guys that have the ability to be competitive or win with the right training between now and then. And I think there's other opportunities for branding and unifying our program with US Rowing for camps and clinics, and trying to become really a valuable integrated part of the national team system. That's a lofty goal, and one that only a few clubs have been able to accomplish, but I'm confident that we have the right team around us to pull it off.
Speaking of future, 2025 is right around the corner. What are we going to see in 2025?
One of our crews this year won the youth rowing national championship down in Sarasota as Canisius High School. And then they went on to the trials to place what we would consider a disappointing third in a very tight race. Winner was Row America Rye, followed by Row Jersey, followed by us. And on paper, you would think, well, we must have been a disappointment. But we were one of the, if not only, events where nearly every crew at trials hit the U.S. team time standard. So it's one thing to not make it because you weren't fast enough. It's another thing to not make it because everyone was fast enough and it was just so competitive that you didn't go. Mm-hmm. So what was pretty amazing about our guys, though, is that as two juniors in high school racing up against, in both other crews, seniors, we were the only crew that can return to that same event in 2025. So the fact that we hit the standard and they have a full 12 months to train, I'm very confident that those two are going to go on to represent the U.S. team at the U19 World Championships.
So what universities do your rowers come from?
We've got men and women on our team from Harvard, Yale, Cal Berkeley, Stanford, Dartmouth, UPenn, Cornell, really, you name it, whether it's a Ivy League or prestigious D1 university, we've probably got representation there.
Well, that's pretty fantastic. Is rowing helpful in the admission process?
Yeah, as someone that worked in an admissions office for a few years, I can tell you that rowing is one of the almost best, if not the best, things you can have on your collegiate resume. There's something about it where people that are successful in rowing tend to appreciate hard work. And any top academic institution needs people that want to work hard and study in the classroom and go on someday to work hard in their career. And there's a direct correlation between people that pursue rowing and people that excel later on in life.
Yeah. And we talked about it earlier before the podcast, but you know, young people, they're so familiar with traditional sports that the rowing kind of slips through the cracks, which is, I know one of your goals is to not let that happen.
Yeah. You know, and I think if more people understood that, and I love all sports, I'm an athlete in a well-rounded sense, but if you play those traditional ball sports, your likelihood of getting recruited is slim, but not impossible. And if you are chosen for those sports, the likelihood of you getting recruited to some of, if not the most prestigious schools in the world, is very unlikely. Whereas if you choose rowing, for some reason, the odds just go to the moon.
Yeah.
You know, and when I name that kind of a list of great universities, you'd think like, well, that must span the course of many years. No, like that's not even comprehensively one season's roster. And every year, whether it's Canisius High School or St. Joe's Collegiate or City Honors or Nardin, there are local private schools and public schools that are putting their rowers into the best education systems in the world. And rowing happens to just be that niche that the admissions offices love to see.
Yeah. For a young person that maybe doesn't have a lot of money, is rowing accessible?
We make it as accessible as possible, all the way down to a full scholarship, if we see that you're in a financial situation that requires it.
As far as fans go, I mean, anybody can get involved with rowing by being a spectator, right? Or being a supporter, or absolutely, supporting the movement. Like, what would you tell somebody that's never, doesn't really know too much about rowing, maybe sees some of the rowers out on the Buffalo River, and maybe they're interested in getting more involved? What would you tell somebody to do?
I would say the easiest way to look it up is going on the rowing club's respective websites and taking a look, whether it's the Buffalo Scholastic Rowing Association, the Row Buffalo, buffalorowing.com, or if you were to go over to the Westside Rowing Club, you'll see some basic information about local regattas that you can attend and also their competitive schedule. I think one destination regatta that is just so enjoyable, though, for anyone would be the Head of the Charles. If you want a taste of rowing without being a rowing nut and just having a great time in a great city with the experience of the bars and the restaurants and the viewership and, you know, seeing Aston Martin and Rolex as a sponsor, go watch Head of the Charles in Boston and you'll leave feeling like it was a, you know, worthy cultural experience.
I hear there's some pretty good tailgating too.
Incredible. Yeah.
They might call it picnicking, but yeah. All right. Is there anything else we haven't covered? Anything you want to say, mention, people, places?
You know, I think rowing, like myself, to a lot of people, starts as a very foreign concept. And you say, well, what do I know about rowing? I've never done it. No one in my family did it. Up until, you know, you show up, you're just like everyone else. You've never done it. But it's so easy to fall in love with. If you appreciate, you know, beautiful sunrises and sunsets, and you like to travel, if you appreciate good hard work, you know, getting yourself into probably the best shape of your life, and making great friends. You know, I think a lot of the a lot of the bonds that you make in any sport, you know, are ones that you take with you for life. And there's a great rowing community of adults as well, you know, so you don't have to be, you know, waking up at the earliest hour possible if you just want to show up and row after work, you know, and try
it out. For beginners too, for adults?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. The BRRC is a rowing club that also operates out of the boathouse at Ohio Street there. They're always happy to take on new members, men and women. You know, there's people in their 30s and there's people in their 60s and 70s.
So this would be also be a great social. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
People getting together, you know, somebody new to Buffalo or looking to meet some new people.
They're known to have some beers after practice.
Yes. Awesome. Well, this has been very enlightening. Thank you so much for joining us today. And I can't wait to get down there and see the advancements that are being made on a daily basis in rowing in Buffalo. Thanks, RJ. Yeah.
Thank you for having me.